Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
7 a.m. on a beautiful Wednesday morning.
Stunning.
I don't know why I had to look out the window.
Yeah,
it's
you
always,
did.
It's always beautiful here.
God, it's perfect.
Sometimes it's a little overcast, but it's really always beautiful.
Great day for baseball.
San Diego, California, and a great day baseball. Love the day baseball, Woodsy.
Does that tell you just how much I love golf now that I sacrificed a day game of baseball to play golf twice? Instead, that was basically the option. Hey, you can go to the game, but you can't play golf on Monday and Tuesday.
So who's going today with the Woods and Paul tickets?
Paulie and his buddy Aaron.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Get Snell Day again, huh?
How about that? I like the way that
cool, I'll just
out.
Keep going and watching Paddock pitch. It's fine. It's good. I'm glad I forked out.
Snell
Day. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Snell
Day. Fantastic.
Should be a good one, going for a series win over the San Francisco Giants again. 1:10 first pitch, 12:10 pregame show.
Paulie, enjoy yourself. Can I get you guys a round of beers or anything?
Yeah, why not?
Don't forget,
you
Coach John.
You can use the mobile ordering app and just order it from home.
You're right. I didn't even realize that. You can order people food and drink from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Give us a few minutes to settle in, maybe like a third inning.
All right, just text me what you want. I'll just... Freaking Paul, he's going to get all the Snell starts, for the love of God. This sucks.
All right, so we decided over the break that we are going to make a slight modification to the Take on Woods rules. We need some qualifiers for our Vegas getaway. So moving forward, a tie will put you into the hopper for the prize. It doesn't make you a winner. You don't beat Woods. You don't get it to call yourself a champion of Take on Woods.
Yeah, you're basically a soccer player.
You get a point in the standings, which
yeah,
is good for an entry into our grand prize drawing getaway
Vegas. Soccer teams, we'll be tied, so we got 1 point. So.
You know, you're moving forward, you're pushing ahead, but you're not a winner. You're not a champion.
No.
If the real prize is beating Woods, the challenge of taking him on and trying to be one of only two.
But at the end of the day, I want to see our listeners happy and maybe win a trip to Vegas. I would love that.
I appreciate that. So
that's fine.
So now all you need to do is tie Woods.
I shan't be giving any more free points away, though.
No.
With these new rules. I understand that.
So if you'd like to play, 833-288-0973. We also have people on the line who want to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Including Jermaine in National City, who called us in as we were talking about maybe modifying the way he plays to try to keep him healthy and on the field. Good morning, Jermaine. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Morning, guys. Always a pleasure to be in the show.
Thank you, buddy.
So just wanted to say, you know, being a Yankee fan, we get a lot of Tarzans that play like Jane halfway through the season. It's a common thing.
Oh, yeah.
But having Tatis get hurt and then people having to tell him to change his way, how many people tried telling Ken Griffey Jr. to change his way? It's just the way you play. You got to switch. You're on 100% of the time, you know, to the wall. pedal to the metal every single play.
He was.
Just the way you play. It's just the way he is.
It's innate in you. You know, Ken Griffey Jr. And I wonder if you
not
ask.
Not a single person told him to put his hat on forwards.
I wonder
or
if wear you
his
ask,
uniform a different way.
I wonder if you ask Ken Griffey Jr., who was banged up late in his career, was a shell of what the kid was, right?
They when he
was
with the Reds. A lot of it, the Mariners in the Kingdom in the 90s had. They played on this awful
AstroTurf. It was terrible.
And it just wrecked his knees.
Ravaged him.
I mean, the guy goes all out.
And the diving on that stuff, it's like diving on concrete with a little bit of turf on it.
Yeah, I don't think the Padres should put in old school AstroTurf at Petco Park. That would not be good.
Have you ever even walked on AstroTurf?
I've been on the old AstroDome field.
You have
before.
It's hard as a rock.
Oh yeah, it was awful.
I played a tournament in Palm Springs one time, and they had a field that was the half and half, and it was the turf infield and grass outfield. And I remember playing third base and just being like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. It's like hitting it off a gym floor.
I've played
and
then an adult league game.
Yeah, you run up the line. You're like, ah! Like, it's just
terrifying.
It's terrible. It's just the whole thing. Whosever idiotic idea that was, you ruined careers out there. Terrible.
Now, Mark Melanson would tell you, hey, if you install that properly
with an extra layer,
with a good base, you could get a very authentic, good feel to your artificial turf baseball field.
The turf in my backyard, while it smells like urine, is actually very, very comfortable and soft. You know, you could take grounders off that and it wouldn't kill you. But no, man, I agree with him 100% because it's just who he is. It's just who he is, and we are. This is what we love about him the most. It's what we love about him the most. The Matrix plays, the tagging, the scoring, the slides. It's our favorite thing about this kid. And now we're going to tell him, hey, never mind. We want you to be.
I get comparing position players to pitchers as a little apples to oranges. But there is that fear of a Mark Pryor type career. A guy who undoubtedly was going to be
Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Fame
no
pitcher
doubt.
Who got derailed by injuries and could not stay on the field. Now, as a position player, it's a little different. One arm injury is very different for a pitcher compared to a position player.
How about this example? Cody Bellinger. They moved his position from where?
From first base
to the outfield,
to center field.
So I think he had a torn labrum as well that I'm assuming he got playing first base, and they moved him out there feeling it was going to be a little safer. I did see people yesterday on Twitter saying outfield. Imagine him in the outfield though, balls to the wall, running into the wall, you know, at full steam, running, diving for every ball. That frankly would be a train wreck. Maybe we just put him
running over the infielders on shallow pop ups,
100%,
taking away there.
Maybe we just put him at first. I don't know. I mean, seriously, he is. That's a total tongue in cheek, by the way. He's a shortstop. He's going to be a shortstop. I just don't think he's going to be able to change who he is.
For now, I think the best you can hope for is, hey, you limit him, maybe give him 2 days off, at least one, maybe 2 days off a week.
I hate that there's no DH. It would be so perfect.
That would be
for
so
him.
Helpful. But even those swings, I mean, you remember where he hurt himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't actually diving for a ball.
But it could have been the slide.
It could have contributed to it. But
yeah.
That was a vicious swing, and miss. Can he maybe just not let go of the bat so far at the end of the swing and miss? Is that something that we can modify at least?
It's very good motivation for him to barrel the baseball, because if you barrel it, you don't feel a thing.
That 465-foot home run didn't look like he was in a lot of pain on that one the day before the injury.
Did not wince one time.
So, yeah, just make sure every ball is a home run, and you will be absolutely fine at the plate.
Be fine.
Viable solution moving forward.
Very much so.
All right, let's get to it. It is time to play Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
All right, Woods is leaving the studio, going to his isolation soundproof booth as we bring on today's contestant. We've got Eddie in Oceanside. Eddie, good morning to you.
Morning, gentlemen. Great to be back on.
It's good to have you. All right, you are playing, and remember, new rules. All you need to do is tie Woods to qualify for our grand prize drawing this month, a private VIP pod at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world, $250 food and beverage credit, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. You'll get five questions of musical trivia. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can as possible. You can always pass, come back to it at the end if we've got time, and then Woods will come back in the studio. He'll get the same five questions. We'll see how you do, but you're going for the win. Ty qualifies you for the prize. 60 seconds on the clock. Pauly, Eddie, your time will start when I finish asking our first question, and it is a musical question. 2 second songs. Play a very short soundbite from a famous song. You will name the tune and the artist, both, based on this short clip. Your time starts when we play the music. Eddie? What do you got?
Pass.
Which former San Francisco Giants pitcher turned singer-songwriter learned to play the guitar in 1999 to pass the time on team trips?
Jeez, pass.
Tip, Q-Tip is the front man for which uniquely named 1990s hip-hop group?
Q-Tip.
In which movie does Lloyd Dobler hold a boombox over his head playing the Peter Gabriel tune In Your Eyes?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Come on, Eddie.
The artist Bjork hails from which island nation?
Iceland.
The 2 second songs, here it is again. Got any idea, Eddie?
No clue.
All right, which former San Francisco Giants pitcher turned singer-songwriter learned to play the guitar in 1999 to pass the time? All right, you got Iceland. That's where Bjork is from, but that's just the one.
I don't
have a lot of hope here on this one for you, but we'll see how Woods does. Here are the answers. For all of you out there, the song was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. Barry Zito is the Giants pitcher turned singer-songwriter from San Diego.
We had him on the show last
year. Q-Tip is the front man for A Tribe Called Quest. And Say Anything is the movie with the boombox and Lloyd. So let's get Woods back in here. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was your isolation time?
Fantastic.
Reflective, quiet.
Play a little guitar out there.
Very nice. Yes. All right. Interesting. To pass the time, huh?
To pass the time.
All right, here
just
we go.
Whiling away the time.
All right, you'll have the same five questions as Eddie. You get the same 60 seconds. Pauly, here we go. 2 second songs is your first category. Name the tune and the artist. Your time starts now.
Wouldn't It Be Nice, Beach Boys.
Which former San Francisco Giants pitcher turned singer-songwriter learned to play the guitar in 1999 to pass the time?
Barry Zito.
Q-Tip is the frontman for which uniquely named 1990s hip-hop group?
Pass.
In which movie does Lloyd Dobler hold a boombox over his head playing the Peter Gabriel tune In Your Eyes?
It's Lloyd Dobler and it's Say Anything.
The artist Bjork hails from which island nation?
Iceland.
Q-Tip is the frontman for which uniquely named 1990s hip-hop group?
Q-Tip was in uniquely named. Q-Tip was in. Q-Tip was in.
How much time do you have left?
I'm racking my brain.
10 seconds.
Wu-Tang Clan.
You get the other four right, which is good enough to beat Eddie's one today. The one you missed is A Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called Quest.
But a very solid performance by you.
Thank you.
Including Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach
part of that song.
Oh. Then we wouldn't have to wait so long.
To be able to advance the song in your mind as fast as you can to figure out what it is. Okay, who is that? I know I've heard that before. What is it though?
This guy just tweeted in, wouldn't it be nice if that caller knew something about music?
Sorry, Eddie.
I didn't say it.
I don't want to discourage anyone from trying. It's a tough game.
I didn't say
it. Hey, you can know a ton about music. You get the wrong questions. And you're not going to do well on any given day. It just happens.
That is... That's funny. That is very funny.
Wouldn't it be nice? Woo! Coming up at 8:35 this morning, Joe Musgrove is going to join us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad, find new roads. We saw Yu Darvish definitely take a step forward in his first start. Blake Snell is going to be hard to continue to take steps forward given that he hasn't allowed a run, spring training, first start. I guess he can just go deeper into games and not allow runs is kind of what you're looking for in terms of improvement from Blake Snell. Yep. But Joe Musgrove is really going to have a tough time improving from his first start.
Prediction. Snell goes six innings, gives up two hits, no runs, and he's critical of himself after the game.
Yeah, he beats himself up.
I actually would like to see the Padres score him some nice offense early. I see like the Dodgers up, you know, quickly 4-0 on the A's
every night, dude.
It'd be nice to get
Wouldn't it be nice if we could hit with runners in scoring position?
That would be nice.
God.
Cuz I don't need these 1-1 seventh inning
gut wrenchers in April.
Can someone come up with a big hit and waiting for Victor Caratini to come up every single game to bail us out of the fire every single time.
Guys, like, hello? Is there anybody else on this team that can do anything? My Lord. Cronenworth is and Haas.
I mean, Haas has 7 RBI already this season.
Phenomenal.
Jake is getting on every single game.
Jake is such a good ball player.
Love moving him into the leadoff position. Mm-hmm. Now, when Trent Grisham comes back, you automatically put him back in the leadoff spot?
I don't think so.
To leave Jake up there?
I like to leave Jake up there right now. Yeah, 100%. Not going to hurt you at all in the leadoff.
Maybe let Grisham ease his way back into the lineup in like a six or seven hole.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's dirty, dude.
Not a bad call. Not a bad call.
Crow, Toddy, Manny, Hosmer, Myers.
Fine by me. I mean, he looks so comfortable.
Grisham,
up
Pham,
there.
Pham, Grisham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caratini. There's your lineup. Wow, that was easy.
That was very, very simple.
You're welcome, Jace.
How does that not score like 8 runs a night?
Eddie says he did his best. Eddie, we know you did. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for playing. We need contestants. We have no qualifiers yet this month. So maybe tomorrow, with the new rules, we'll get someone qualified for our getaway to Las Vegas.
Yep.
All right. Don't Do This is coming up next. I don't have a lot of great entries. There was, I believe, a brawl yesterday in baseball, but I'm confused as to what exactly started it, and that could be the Don't Do This right there. We'll talk about that coming up.
And I got an update on the Tiger Woods crash.
Oh, okay.
There's an update, Ben.
That's coming up. Right now, let's check traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.